SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Last Sunday afternoon, Iran-backed Hezbollah fired three anti-tank missiles from Lebanon at Israeli positions near the security fence, two of them at a military vehicle and one at a battalion headquarters. No Israeli soldiers were injured, and the IDF retaliated by firing approximately 100 artillery shells and bombs at Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. No Lebanese casualties were reported. Members of nearby Avivim and Kibbutz Yiron were in shelters for most of the afternoon last Sunday. The missiles landed on a road along which was travelling an armoured personnel carrier. Israeli authorities initially indicated that the vehicle was empty at the time of the attack, but a video released by Hezbollah shortly after the incident and footage from the Israeli side of the border showed the jeep had been on the move and narrowly missed being hit. Subsequent Israeli reports have indicated that there were five soldiers in the jeep at the time of the attack. A piece of shrapnel from the explosion of one of the projectiles hit a tire, forcing the vehicle to stop on the side of the road. The IDF conducted a staged evacuation of wounded soldiers from the vehicle to confuse Hezbollah, prompting them to announce their great victory and deterring them from further attacks. United Nations peacekeepers on Wednesday conducted an independent investigation of Sunday's missile attack. The US on Thursday blocked a UN Security Council statement on the tensions on the border that did not single out violence by Hezbollah, forcing the text to be scrapped. In the first version of the six-point text, council members expressed deep concern at the recent incidents and added that members of the Security Council condemned all violations of the Blue Line, both by air and ground. Washington blocked the statement twice, calling for Hezbollah to be specifically condemned in the text. A rocket fired from the Gaza Strip landed in an open area in Sderot on Friday night, causing a brush fire. Air raid sirens sounded in three communities, Sderot, Ibim and Kibbutz Or Haner, as the rocket was launched. Two women in Sderot were treated for shock after the rocket strike. Two Palestinian teens were reportedly killed in clashes along the border fence with Gaza earlier in the day. More than 6,000 demonstrators participated in especially violent protests at several points along the fence. 70 protesters were wounded, 38 of them by live fire. An assailant stabbed two Israeli civilians yesterday after they'd entered the village of Azun in order to visit a dentist. The victims were a 60-year-old father, Yosef Perez, who was lightly injured, and his teen son, Liber Perez, 17, who was badly hurt. The two, residents of the southern city of Ofakim, were accosted by a Palestinian teenager who asked if they were Jews. The father was stabbed in the arm. He said, "My son was afraid for me. He pushed me aside and he quickly jumped on him with his head down. The attacker took advantage of the position and began stabbing him in his back. The dentist helped us. He jumped on him and held him against the wall and hit him while we escaped." Perez said, "For a year now I've been coming to this dentist for treatment and everything was fine. I never thought something like this would happen." The injured father and son were brought by IDF medics to the Eliyahu border crossing and from there taken by Magen David Adom ambulance service to Meir Medical Center in Kfar Saba for further treatment. Border police on Friday arrested a Palestinian teenager carrying a knife near the Tomb of the Patriarchs in Hebron. The 15-year-old raised the suspicions of officers who spotted the knife after asking the suspect to lift up his shirt. The Palestinian, a resident of the northern West Bank city of Tulkarem, was taken in for further questioning. The incident came a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the Tomb of the Patriarchs. A group of Palestinians piloted an armed drone into Israel from the Gaza Strip yesterday. The drone left an explosive device near the security fence along the border before it returned to Gaza, and a military vehicle was lightly damaged in the incident. The IDF said it opened fire at the cell responsible for the drone. No Israeli soldiers were hurt, and there were no immediate reports of Palestinian injuries. A chorus of opposition politicians yesterday criticised Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party for seeking to rush through legislation before elections on September 17th that it would allow observers from political parties to bring cameras into polling stations. The so-called camera bill is opposed by the Central Elections Committee and Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, who warned in a legal opinion on Friday that it was aberrant and flawed and would undermine the entire vote. The Attorney General is due to take part in a cabinet meeting today on expediting the passage of the bill and to warn ministers against it. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who was running in the elections, called on Israelis to be prepared to stop this destructive bill, whose meaning is the end of democracy. On Friday, Netanyahu accused his political rivals of opposing the bill because they want to steal the elections. Speaking to reporters before departing from London to Israel, the Premier said that Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid oppose cameras because they want the election to be stolen. Supreme Court Justice Hanan Meltzer, who heads the election committee, backed Mandelblit and said the passage of the law just before Election Day would not leave sufficient time to explain to voters the changes or to properly prepare election officials. The legislation was advanced after the Elections Committee last month banned political parties from arming polling station representatives with cameras during the elections, saying the law did not enable such practice. Police investigations from April's vote have found minimal tampering and that such abuse that there was benefited Netanyahu's Likud and the ultra-Orthodox Shas parties. The report released on Friday said that in Kisra Sume in northern Israel, evidence was found indicating that there were fraudulent votes during the April 9th elections that benefited Likud. And in Timra, also in the north, a Shas representative was suspected of adding extra voting slips. Police only found sufficient evidence to justify a criminal investigation at one of the 140 polling stations flagged by Likud for alleged fraudulent activity by the Arab minority. Early voting in the September 17th elections for Israeli diplomats and emissaries around the world ended on Friday morning with a relatively low turnout compared to the national vote in April. In total, 3,525 of 5,086 eligible people turned out to vote at 96 diplomatic missions around the globe, beginning in New Zealand. Turnout was 69%, a 7% drop from the 76% in April. Polls published by TV networks on Thursday showed that the ruling Likud party and its Kahol Levan rivals are tied in a stiff battle for supremacy, with each projected to win 32 seats in the 22nd Knesset. Both polls showed that the Prime Minister remains unable to form the right-wing coalition he desires without rival Avigdor Lieberman, with only 56 seats for the right-wing bloc of the 120-member Knesset, not including Lieberman's Yisrael Beiteinu party. This is Peter Jones-Pellach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.